every day you're leaving off in the middle. Everything is interconnected. Okay. There is a Mishnah. There is a Perek Gid Anasha. So there is a Mishnah and Perek Gid Anasha on Daf Tzarek Bav on the base. If you cook the whole side of an animal with the Gid Anasha is straight, a pasuk and punish. So if you cook the whole flesh with the Gid Anasha, so the Mishnah assumes Yesh B'Gid M'Nais Tam. There's a Machloek HaSatanayim where the Gid Anasha is considered nois and tam, therefore it'll make treif if you cook it together with kosher food, or ein begidin mit nois and tam. So we happen to paskin against the Mishnah. We paskin ein begidin mit nois and tam. So the Mishnah is working on the assumption that yesh begidin mit nois and tam. So yerach shen is bashel. Pay attention to the word nizbashel. The Gemara is medaygana. Yerach shen is bashel bo gid anasha. If you did bishel, bishel means that you have reitev. So the tam of the gid anasha Mishnah is assuming that yesh begidin tam, yesh begidin mit nois and tam. So the time of Gid Anasha is going to be in this pashet in the whole Yerech. So if you have to have shishim. You have to have shishim in the flesh to be mevatel the time of Gid Anasha. So the Gemara is medayik amar Shmuel Oshanu Elish and is bashel bo. This din that it asks that the bliya is mispashet and you have to have shishim in the whole Yerech in order to be mevatel the time of the Gid, this only applies if it's nisbashel, so you have a right of. Aval nitzle bo, what if I just broil the Yerech the way it is? So only the part of the flesh next to the Gid Anasha will become treif. Let's say I have two steaks. One steak is kosher and one steak is nevela or treifa. And I broil them one on top of the other, one next to the other. So they're touching each other. So the Gemara says that it's not the same as bishul. Bishul, where you have reitev. So the reitev is going to be mevalbal the tam kidei kulof. The tam will be in spashit kidei kulof. Masha'enikain, if it's tzliya, it's tzliya only asks what's touching it, what's next to it. In the Loshon HaGemara, it doesn't even sound like that. It sounds like less than that. Aval nitzle bo, if I just broil the yerech with the gid anasha in it, koylef yerechel, you can cut off layers of the steak, of the yerech, it's all steak. It sounds like you can even eat that piece of meat that's mamish touching the Gid Anasha. Only the Gid Anasha itself you can eat. So Taisa says that cannot be. Taisa is Dibra Maskal, Achem Agil Agid. Lav Dafka Achem Agil Agid. Mamish, the Mishnah is working on the assumption that Yesh Begidin Merais and Tam. So this is the Farish. If you broil two pieces in the Veil and Ksher and they're touching each other, either one on top of the other, one next to the other, and they're touching each other, so of course it's going to ask us something. It's not going to ask a kidei kulo. Bishul, where you have reitev, so the reitev, the moisture, the liquid is going to be mababal atam kidei kulo. Then you have to have shishim kineged kulo. Masheni ken in sliya, where there is no reitev, there's a little bit of juice, but there isn't. It's not that it's sitting in a liquid. So then you have to ask something next to it. So Tosfos writes when it says in the Shmuel statement, kaila v'yocha, you can peel off from the yerech, eat, gezunta, eat all you want, enjoy it. Until you get to the Gid Anasha, you don't eat the Gid Anasha. How can you say you can eat the piece of meat immediately touching the Gid Anasha? Should be Nesar, because of Tzliya. So Tosfos says, the Loshon HaGemara is probably Lavdav, Ke'achem Agil Gid Mamish, Tatsoch She'aniach, Kedei Klipa Samach Ligil, you have to leave a little bit off. I feel like Kedei Natila Tzoch She'aniach, that's the question. Kedei Klipa means a tiny little bit. Kedei Natila means something slightly bigger than Kedei Klipa. So Tosfos is not sure. When you broil kosher meat next to nevela meat, and next to treifa meat, how far does the nevela meat aser the kosher meat? Does it aser kedei klipa or does it aser kedei netila? Kedei klipa is the smaller amount, and kedei netila is the large amount. You look in your Yeridaya, so the Shulchan Aruch with the Shachar got to work on the details. What's the definition of kedei klipa? What's the definition of kedei netila? But this is clear that kedei netila is slightly more than kedei klipa. So Tosfos says they're not sure. Maybe you do need kedei netila, maybe you don't need kedei netila. They're not sure. Fine. Then we know that there's a difference between tzliya and bishul. Yeah. Then the Gemara has a kasha right over here. Eini, the second line from the bottom. It's not true. That's what you're telling me. In the name of Shmuel, that tzliya, the bliya doesn't go kedei kulo. It only goes, going to the Loshon HaGemara, doesn't go anywhere. You don't have to ask him anything. The Tosfos says, nah, that's self-understood, that the little bit of flesh that's touching the Gid certainly becomes nesa, either kedei klipa, probably kedei netila. That's how we pass on the yeri day. That it asks is kedei netila. So Gemara asks the kasha. That's all. It only asks is kedei netila, and not kedei kula v'amar. Ravune said, Ravune has the right to disagree with Shmuel, but the Gemara is assuming that they don't disagree. V'amar Ravune, kedei shetzala bechelbo. You have a gedi, and the chelav is awesome. The chelav is an isekaris. Chelav adam is an isekaris. So he's, the butcher is supposed to remove all of the chelav, is supposed to remove all the gidah nasha before he delivers it to the balabasta. So they took a gedi, they didn't remove the chelav, and they broiled it the way it is. So Rav Huna gives a psak that the chelav asks not only kedei klipa, not only kedei netila, it asks the whole gedi. It says, Asa lechel, you're not allowed to eat any of the flesh of the gedi, afila me rosh ozno, even far away. The chelav is over there, and those naim of the gedi are over there, it's 2 feet away, and we assume that the chelav is mefafeo all the way. I bet it's only sleep, but there's no right to be meval balatam. So why does he say that is kedei kulo? And for the Gemara, that's a different story. Shaina chelav de mefafeo. What does it mean, shaina chelav? If the iser is a dova shamein, so then we assume that it'll travel more than kedei netila. If the iser is a dova shamein, chelav is a dova shamein, very fatty, so that'll travel even further. Freg de Gemara, is that true? Uvechelav asur, is that true? What we just distinguished, that Shmuel is right and Rav Huna is right, they're both right. That Shmuel says that when you do tzliya, does nasa kedei kula, only Tosfos says kedei netila, and Rav Huna is right, that if it's a dava shamein, if he says a dava shamein, then it's mefafea, kedei kula, travels even further. Freg de Gemara, but we have a third person who has something to say, and look, Rabbi Yochanan has a right to disagree with everybody over it, but we assume that we're accepting what everybody said halacha lemaisa. We're putting everything all together. V'amar Rabba Baba Chana, Rabba Baba Chana was his Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Baba Chana came from Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. And when he came to Babel, so he told over Uv the Habikamei, the Rabbi Yochanan, Biknish to the Ma'on in a certain location. Bigdish at Sola Bechelba, Vahasu Vishailu, the Rabbi Yochanan, Vahma Kaila Vahyochel, Achamagila Chelbo. He said that it does not say kedei kula. He said you can eat the whole flesh of the, what was it, a gedi? Gedi. Shetzola, exactly the same thing. A gedi, shetzola bechelvo. Rav Huna says that it asks, afila me, reisha ozno, we assume. The chelev is mefafeya, pes kedei netila. He says over here that everything is mutter. And for the Gemara, the reason why Rabbi Yochanan was mekel, ha-hu kochu shave. What does it mean, ha-hu kochu shave? So what does Tosfos have to pshat him? How kochu shav on the Gemara? First, Rabbi Tam kochu shav el kachshay the chelav kochu shenem mefafeya. The only time chelav is mefafeya if it's chelav shamein, if it's fatty chelav. Sometimes, if you have a sickly animal, even the chelav is a shvacha maises. The chelav is not a dove shamein. So if it's not a dove shamein, then it's not mefafeya kedei kulo. But then the shadaser kedei netila. Okay. So what exactly does he say here? So according to the Rabbi Natam, that the Rabbi Natam in the Tosfos says, it was chelav kochush, it was a sickly animal, a shvacha animal, and even a chelav was not a dover shamein. So let it ask a kedei netila. So Mestama, just like before, Shmuel said, chelav v'yochel, Shmuel was talking about yerech shenitzle begido. So he says, chelav v'yochel ad shemagia legid, and Tosfos said it doesn't mean that. It means you can eat the rest of the yerech, but the kedei netila next to the gid is also. So over here also we'll have to learn like that. Kolav v'yochel ad shemagia lechelav means almost up until the chelav, but the kedei netila next to the chelav will be nasa. Fine, okay. What the second shot in Tosfos? V'edya shleimar, kochush doesn't mean that it was shvach echelav. What kind of a shvach echelav? Chelav is always fatty. It's a funny pshat the way the Rabbi and Tom says it. The chelav is not a dove shaman. How can chelav not be a dove shaman? Okay, a sickly animal. So the second shat in Tosfos is no. Yod Yerushalayim, no. It was chelav, and the chelav is mafafeh kedei kulo, and there was shishim against all of the chelav. So if there's shishim against all the chelav, so how come in Rav Huna's case, gedisha tzola bechelva osa lechel, if the chelav is dove shaman, it's mafafeh kedei kulo, pes de kedei netilo, so let it be mizbatel b'shishim. If in Rabbi Yechanan's case, he says Shiny, what does it say? Hahu kocha shave. The chela was mafafeh kedei kulo, and there was shishim against it. That's what Yerushalama kocha shave yesh ba miyat chela v'batal b'shishim. So that's what the Tosis learns. Kocha shave means that was a skinny animal. So there was shishim. There wasn't so much chelev. Chelev is always a dover shamin. According to the second answer in Tetz, chelev is always a dover shamin. Except that sometimes you have a big, fat, healthy animal, you're going to have a ton of chelev. So you're not going to have shishim in the rest of the flesh against the chelev. And this animal was a kochashav, this was a skinny animal. So the chelev was a dover shamin, but there wasn't so much chelev there to begin with. So the chelev was bottled b'shishim. It was mispashit, kidei kulo. It was bottled b'shishim. Sometimes it's hard to determine whether the Issa is a Dov HaShamin or not. In Yeridei, they say there are some things that we know for sure with our eyes closed and not a Dov HaShamin. Let's say Dam says, Dam we know is not a Dov HaShamin. A loaf of bread, Chometz, Pesach, a kosher loaf of bread, but on Pesach the bread is Osir, so bread is not a Dov HaShamin. And then sometimes you have a steak, a treif and a vela, a treif a steak and a vela steak. Sometimes it's hard to tell whether it's a Dov HaShamin or not. So if you're not sure, then the Ramah says, ain't on a bikiyim, the Ramah quotes from the Rishayim, we're not so bucky in order to determine what's a Dover Shamin, what's not a Dover Shamin. So we would go the Chumra in both directions. So we would say, may, on the one hand, maybe it's not a Dover Shamin, and therefore you have to ask a Kedei Netila. And maybe it is a Dover Shamin, so maybe it's Mispashet Kedei Kulo. So if you don't have Shishim, the whole Behemoth will be awesome. What if you have something that's Vaday a Dover Shamin? Some Chelev that's Vaday Dover Shamin. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, if you have shishim against it, it'll be bottled, but then you have to ask the Kedei Netila. So the Shach quotes the Taina that Haksil Bachoy Shecholach. We said the other day, there was a machloikes, the Taz quoted, there was a machloikes, Rashi and the Ramah, why do you wait 6 hours? Whether waiting 6 hours is because of the Basa Shebein HaShinayim, or waiting 6 hours is because the Tama Basa lingers in the mouth. And then there were nafkaminas in either direction. The Chumash according to Rashi and Chumash according to the Rambam. So the Shulchan Aruch assumes that we go the Chumash in both directions. So where did we see? The Pima Gadim quoted the Achrayim who are bothered with Akasha. Why don't you say Aksil Bachay Shecholach? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, in the first parak, that one is Machmir, the Chumash of Beisham and the Chumash of Vesila. That's stupid. That's not a Midas Chasidus. It's a Narish guy. So the Gemara says, no, that there's an exception to the rule. Rabbi Akiva was mesupik, whether the din, no, it wasn't mesupik, whether the din is like Bisham or the din is like Bisil. He knew the din is like Bisilo. There's a machleket Bisil and Bisham, and one is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis. So we assume that Bisilo said Tu Bishvat, and that's how we passed him Tu Bishvat. Rabbi Akiva was Gemara istapikle. He wasn't sure what the tradition is, which was Bisil's opinion. Bisil said Rosh Chodesh Shvat, or Bisil said Tu Bishvat. So because Rabbi Kiva knew the din is like Basil, but he wasn't sure which was Basil Shita. So therefore he had to go to Chumra in both directions. So he had Paris or Elon that had a Chanot. It depends which year the Paris belonged to. It depends when did they have the Chanot. What Chanot is a major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It's also in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. So whatever it is, we assume like Tosfos. The Chanot doesn't mean the budding. Chanot means something parallel to Havo Shlish. It's already begun to grow in a serious way. So if the Chanata occurred in 1 year, so then the Paris belong to that year. It'll either be Maaseh Sheni, Maaseh Rani, whatever happens to be that year. And if the Paris had the Chanata in the other year, so they belong to the other year, and you can't be Marfish Mishana Al-Chavato. And even if the both years are exactly the same, they're both Maaseh Sheni years, still you can't be Marfish Mishana Al-Chavato. And even by the Eved, it's not Chal. It says, Aser Te'asa is called Tuva Zarecha Yotze Asad Shana Shana, a passing in Parshas Rei. So the Gemara in the end of Pcheres learns after that pasuk Shana Shana, you can't be mafish Mishana al Chavato. Sometimes it's not only not Mishana al Chavato, it's a question: does it belong to a Maaseh Sheni year? Does it belong to a Maaseh Rani year? Rabbi Kiva had Paris Leilon, they had a Chanote in between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. So the Gemara tells the story in Rosh Hashanah, wherever it was, Daf Yudalot or something, that he was Nog Boshnei Yisur. He was mafish both Maaseh Rani and Maaseh Sheni. So the Gemara asked the question, Aksil Bachay Shecholach. The Gemara says, the Gemara is topicle. He wasn't, he was Mesupik, which was Basil Shita. So that's, if you're not sure, you're not sure. So that's what the Prima Gadim said over there. If you have a Machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, why do you wait 6 hours? Is it for one reason or the other reason? We're not sure which is the shot that should be accepted. So we go the chum in both directions. That's like Gemara is topic late. We're not sure what pshat in the Gemara is. So that's good if you're not sure. But over here, let's say you have a, if you have something and it's hard to determine whether it's a davar shamin or not. So the Rama says, ain't on a bikiyim. We can't always tell what's a davar shamin, it's not a davar shamin. So we understand why you go there in the chumer, both directions. Have you have to ask the yamini kedei latila next to it. Maybe it's not a davar shamin, and that's not enough. Maybe it really is a davar shamin, and the time is a mispashet even past the kedei latila. So you have to go the chumer, and even if you have shishim in the whole yerech, you still have to throw out to get a latila because maybe it wasn't the davar shamin. But if you have something that's a vaday davar shamin, so the Rama says you still throw out kedei latila. So the Shach quotes the Taina, Haksil b'chayshu chaylach. It doesn't make sense. What are you introducing a chumrah that doesn't make any sense? Okay, that's the Gemara. So we know that there's a difference between Bishul with his Reitev, and the Reitev is Mevat Balatam Kedei Kulo, and the whole Yerech is Mitztarev to be Mevat B'Shishim, as opposed to Tzliyeh, where it only asks Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netila, Tesis, not sure. Halacha lemaaseh, we're machmer kedei netila is the slightly bigger, slightly larger shear. And once in a while, if you have this as a davar shamin, then we say that the tam of the davar shamin will be mispashit even past the point of kedei netila, and it'll go kedei kulo. Okay. Then we had a memra from Shmuel that we learned on the first day, I think, Kufya Gimel, where the Gemara says, Shmuel says on the top line on Kufya Gimel, Moliach Arei Kereseh, Kavush Arei Kemevushol. So there's a difference. Kavush is like Bishul. Bishul, the Tam is Mispashet Kedei Kulam, because you have Reitev. So Kavush, you also have Reitev. So Kavush Arei Kemevushol, if you have an Iser and a Heter that are Kavush together, so because you have Reitev over there, it's called Reitev, but it's Kavush, so the Bliya goes Kedei Kulam. So everything is Mitztarev to be Mevatel B'Shishim. Ashenikin, if you have Moliach, let's say I salted kosher fish with non-kosher fish. I threw salt, or I salted kosher meat with non-kosher meat. So the dam is not a problem. If you salt a lot of pieces of kosher meat and you pile them all up on top of each other, so why aren't you concerned that the dam from the upper piece is going to be nivla into the lower piece? So that's a big discussion in this gigantic Tosfos on Kufiyot Beis and the Beis, which we're going to have to learn in the future. So the din is that it doesn't pose a problem. For whatever reason, whatever the reason is, it does not pose a problem. That doesn't pose a problem, mitam dam. But if some of the meat is nevela, trefa, and some of the meat is shchuta, so then there will be a problem. Dam is an exception to the rule. But the tam of the nevela, tam of the shchuta, so if you threw a lot of salt on, if you just put a little salt and that's why you eat it, then the Gemara said the din of Moliach Kereser doesn't apply because it's Nechal Machmas Molcha. We have that Gemara also. Where do we have that Gemara for the other end? The only time Shmuel applies his rule is if it's Ein Nechal Machmas Molcha. That was on the previous daf. That was on Kufiyud Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, man chakim lemishri ki haigavna, they salted kosher with non-kosher together, or they salted flesh with milk together, and one of the Amarayim, shariyir avchinen ebrei derov v'mipashun, yipaskan that is mutas. So Rava says, givaldi, he's such a big chacham, man chakim lemishri ki haigavna, ilav avchinen ebrei derov v'mipashun, why? Because Shmuel's din, the moliach areka eseach, doesn't apply. If you just put a little salt on, the amount of salt that makes it taste better, that's not called Moliach Kereseach. You have to put so much salt that it should be Ein al Necha Machmas Molcho. What does it mean, Ein al Necha Machmas Molcho? So Tosfos there has two pshatim. On Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph Harli Mili, Rav Yankiv Yisrael, that's unusual that you have a person who has two names. I think they say that's the only place in Tosfos where they quote the Bala Tosfos had two names. Rav Yankiv Yisrael was of the opinion Ein al Necha Machmas Molcho means that you salted it so much like you salt things that you want to preserve. You salt things that you want to preserve for a long time. That's called Ein Nech Machmas Molcho. But if you just salted it in order to remove the dam, you piled up a lot of steaks on top of each other and you poured salt on top. So you didn't put so much salt like you would need for a preservative. The Lochashav Ein Nech Machmas Molcho Ken Nimlach Ken Ibud Ken Min Per Klal Gadol. Chai Mishum Ba'abe, yeah. And then the Balei HaTosfos disagree. Kosher Rabbein HaTam is not true. If you salt it the way you salt flesh to remove the dam, that's also called Eina Nachmas Machmas Mocha. Fine. So that's the way we pass on the Shulchan Aruch. So Shmuel said two different members. He said Maliach is like Reseach and Kovish is like Mavushim. Means Maliach is like Tzli, and Tzli only asks. Tzli there's no Reitav, so does Nasa Kedei Kula. Only asks Kedei Klipa Kedei Netila. Tesis is not sure. Because Tesis is not sure, we go the Chumra and Shulchan Aruch. We asker Kedei Netila, which is the larger of the two Shurim. And Kovish, there is a Reitav. It's Tzoinen Kovish Areyka Mavushal. Just like I'm Mavushal, it's Mabal Balatam Kedei Kulo. So to Kovish is Kedei Kula. And Tzliya is only Kedei Klip. Okay. So these are the Klolim in the Gemara. When you have, let's say, Tzliya only asks Kedei Netila. I have two pieces of meat. I broil both on the broiler, and they're touching each other, either one on top of the other, one next to the other, and the mamish touching. Not that they're removed from each other, and the particles are floating in the air. That's going to be a different sugya. That's called recha. That's the sugya, and I involve them in base himself, and we didn't get to that yet. But if the two pieces are touching either like this, one on top of the other, one is kshera, one is nevela, so then tzliya will only aser kedei netilo. So the Taisus has a discussion. You see, the assumption is that the blia doesn't go mechaticha lahaticha beloy reitiv. Here, the blia goes from this chaticha to this, let's say this is the nevela. The blia goes into this chaticha, the first kedei netilo. We assume that the blia does not travel any further. So the assumption is that without reitiv, blia doesn't go from the first kedei netilo to the next kedei netilo. And if this piece wouldn't be Nesa Machmas Atzmo, this piece asks the other piece because it's Nevelo Trefum. Let's say this piece itself is really Shchuta, they're both Shchuta. Except that this piece was soaking, Kovish Kemavushal, this piece was soaking in liquid for more than 24 hours together with a piece of Nevela meat. So the Kosher meat has a glee of Nevela meat in it. Then I rinse it off. The rinsing off doesn't help. We assume Kavish Kamavushal, the Bli of Nevela goes through and through. I rinse it off, I squeeze it out, shine, and then I want to broil it. So I'm not allowed to eat it. So if I'm going to broil it, one piece next to the other piece, the kosher piece, next to the trefa piece, but the trefa piece is not an Isa Machmas Atzmo, it's only an Isa because it has a Balur Shebo. So then it says in Yerideya that the Ein Bulo Yetzim Echaticha Lachaticha Baloi Reitav. That's in Simen Kuf Hei. That's a very important sif in Simen Kuf Hei. Siv Zion. Hode Hatichas Isur Oiseres Chavato Benigiosa by Tzli, the Belia goes in Kedei Netilo, even though there's no Reitev. You have to have juice, but there's no Reitev over there. That's only if the Isur is an Isur Machmas Atzma. If it's an Isur Machmas Balua, the kosher piece of meat was soaking and it became trip because Kavish Kamavushal, it was soaking together with an Avela piece. And now I rinsed it off, I washed it off, I squeezed out as much as I could, but we assume that the bli of Nevela Trefa is through and through. So if I'm going to have this kosher piece that became treif sitting on top of or next to the other kosher piece that didn't become treif, the treifa piece got to be treif. I won't be able to do anything with it. I'll have to throw it out. I have to give it to a goy. But it can't also the other piece because we assume main bolu yotze mechaticha lachaticha b'loy reitav. How do you know that that's true? Sim, it has to be true because here if you have a trefa piece of meat and a vela trefa next to a kashera. So the bli only asks kedei netila. Why doesn't the bli and the kedei netila go further? Only if it's a dove shamin. If it's not a dove shamin, it doesn't go further. So obviously a bli that's absorbed doesn't travel. It only goes from the bien of the vela trefa, goes in up until kedei netila, and that's all. So we assume a balua doesn't travel unless you have reitiv. Ein balua yetzim echaticha lachaticha b'loi reitiv. The Ramon, the end of Siman Tzadik Beis, says, if Balua doesn't go mechaticha lachaticha b'loi reitav, from one piece of meat to another piece of meat, ayidei tzli. There's no reitav, so the blia doesn't go. So what if you have two pots? You have one pot where the Jew is cooking kosher food, then you have another pot where the non-Jew is cooking non-kosher food. They're both staying in the same hotel, in the same inn. And they both have the rights to use the kitchen. Each one has his own pot. So the Jew has a kosher pot, kosher food, and the Nochri has a treifa pot, a treifa food. Two pots are next to each other, but they're very clean, very neat. The two pots are touching each other, but nothing spills over. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, in the first perek, didn't you ever visit a certain location where the Jews and non-Jews stay in the hotel at the same time? And the Jew has his kosher pot next to the non-kosher pot of the non-Jew, and there's no chashash. What can the chashash be? So the Rishonim interpret, and the Gemara doesn't really say explicitly, but that's how the Rishonim understand. Lo halachta miyamecho litzur, what, that's to a certain city. It's on the last line on Yud Aleph on the base, going over to the top line on Yud Beis on the Aleph in the Maseches Avodah Zarah. L'halachta l'tzur miyomecha. You never visited the city Tzur. Where is Tzur? Lebanon. No. Tyre. Each one put a pot on top of the stove. And the Gemara doesn't say, but the Rishonim assume that the two pots are touching each other, but they're neat about it. So nothing overflows, nothing spills. There's no right to be in between one and the other. And there's nothing to be concerned about. So we have the two assumptions. A balua doesn't go mikli lekli beloy reitiv, and a balua doesn't go mechaticha lachaticha beloy reitiv. But a balua doesn't go from the first kedena tila past it. Otherwise, what are you only asking kedena tila by tzli? Should ask kedei kuloy. That's the assumption. If that's really the assumption, then you have a question. Let's say I'm baking a cake, a kosher cake, I'm baking challahs on a non-kosher baking tin. In the morning, I broiled steaks. Let's say trefa steaks. I broiled nevela steaks on this baking tin. And the tin was balea, trefas, and it's still within the 24 hours. I wash it off and there's no trefas on the surface, but I didn't kasher it. If you broil steaks, you have to have libun. Sometimes you need libun, sometimes agola is enough. It says in the Chumash. When is agola sufficient? When the bliya was nivla al yidei reitev. If I cooked soup, and there's a lot of liquid, so then, and it's trefa, it was trefa soup, then you have to do agola. Agola will be sufficient. What if you broiled the trefa steaks on a broiler? So then it's the bliya is bliyam tzos hamayim, there's no reitev. So then the din, then it says in the Chumash, in the end of Chumash Bamidba, by Yuli Klei Midyon. When they won the war against Midian and they captured all the Trefa Kalim, so Moshe Rabbeinu said what the din was. Eliezer said the din. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say din. Eliezer said the din.
And Moshe got angry. Gemara and Samach Vav Beis Pesachim says he lost his Nebuah, and so Rabbi Eliezer had to say.
So Eliezer, what was his name? Elozer ben Aaron. Elozer ben Aaron Hakohen. So he said over the din that whatever had a non kosher food broiled in it, so you need. So you need libun. So let's say I have this trefa baking tin that had nevelas of trefas broiled on it, and I need libun, and I didn't kasher it at all. And I go, I wash off all the schmaltz, all the trefa schmaltz on the surface, but I didn't kasher out the bliya that's balua inside. It should really need libun. Then I go ahead and I bake chalas on that baking tin. So you should really say there is no reitiv. So you should say in balua, you'd say. From one piece of flesh to the other. There are some companies where they have two pipes that mamish run, one next to the other, and the two pipes are touching, and each pipe has burning hot food going through it, and one pipe has kosher food going through, and one pipe has mamish chazer shmaltz going through, but each pipe goes to a different direction, and they're touching each other for 100 yards or so. So in Shulchan Aruch it says it doesn't make treif. The Shaila says, is that only b'di'evid or is that even mutar l'chatchila? So this is the Ramah in the end of Siman Tzadik Beis just states the din. Ein kli balei mekli b'loi reitev, based on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Yud Beis. Shteik deris hanog zu b'zu deinosim zu azu b'negiyam. Then the Ramah ends off on the last line, Mihu lachatchila yesh li zoher b'chol zeh. He quotes a Shari Dura. So that's a question whether the Ramah means that on the last thing that he said, if you have two pots that are touching each other, two pipes, there are companies where they have. They make kosher and non-kosher items, and the two pipes are mamish touching each other, burning hot. But there's never any moisture in between. The food is only on the inside of the pipe. The food never spills over on the outside of the pipe. The long pipes that go for yards and yards from the one building to the other. So that's a shaila. So in Rabbi Favel Cohen's sefer, he quotes Achranim who think that the last line in the Ramah in Siv Ches and Sin and Sadik Bey Siv Ches, he says Lachatchili Yesh Lezor B'chol Zeh. The Ramah means that Ain Kli Balei Mekli Balei Right. There is only B'di'evet and Lachatchili you have to be Choshish for that. That's what the Ramah said. The Pashab Shat in the Ramah is not so. Pashab Shat in the Ramah said a whole bunch of other things. And he said that that's mutter b'di'evit because it's similar to shteik deos handogos of a zoo. It's similar to that. And he said, mir l'chatchile, you shouldn't equate it. You shouldn't say that it's similar. The shteik deos handogos of a zoo, the pashtus and the gemara, that's het the gomer. That's the gemara navod is on. Daf yibay samal. The gemara says, l'halachta mi'amecha l'tzu. He never went to the city, tzu. He never saw the Jews always have the kosher pot next to the goy's trefa pot, and the pots are touching. And there's no problem. From the pashtus and the gemara, sounds like it's mutter l'chatchile. So that's how most of the Achranim don't go for that chumah. Most of the Achranim say, when the Ramah said, L'chatchili yesh lizor b'chol zeh, it means, and all the other things that the Ramah said, that we're equating it, it's doimeh, midi dahavi, the Ramah says, because this is similar to the situation of shteik deros handogos of zeh, that's absolutely hatagomus mutal l'chatchila. So the tzushtel that A is equal to B, so l'chatchili should be machma, not to assume it's equal to B, but he even. But the Yavid we would be Mekel. But on the shtek there is no good of Zud. The pashtus is that would even be Mutter Lachatchila. That's not just Mutter B'diyavid. So again, so Shmuel made the two statements. Shmuel says, so what if you bake the chalas on the same baking tin? You're going to say there's no Reitev? There's no reitev. Same below yaitze. We have two klolim. Ain below yaitze machaticha lachaticha below reitev, and ain below yaitze mekli lekli below reitev. So what it means is a below doesn't go neither from a chaticha nor from a kli into a chaticha nor a kli below reitev. So if you bake kosher chalas on a treif of baking tin, there is no reitev. The other say it doesn't become treif. So the Ramah says no. The Ramah there in Tzadik Bay says no. You can't combine the two klolim. I would have said it's all the same klal. Ein below yetsim ekli lekli below reitev, and ein below yetsim echaticha lachaticha below reitev. Each one has a different gemara. Ein below yetsim ekli lekli below reitev is the mockery in Avodah Zarah daf yud beis. Ein below yetsim echaticha lachaticha below reitev is this story. Why do you only ask a kedei netila? You should say, unless it's a dav shaman, then it's mafafeya kedei kulo. That's how the gemara says. But it's not a dav shaman, only owes kedei netila. Why only kedei netila? Let it go by. The answer is no. It's only a balua here. A balua doesn't travel. A balua doesn't travel without reitev. That's what Shmuel commented on the Mishnah. Yerach and his bashal begido. We distinguish between lo shanuel and his bashal abal nitzle. It only asks kedei netila next to it. In order that the tam should be mevul bal bekuloi, you have to have davke with a reitev. So the pashtus is you can put one might have mistakenly thought you can put the two klolim together. And formulate one big klal. Ein balua yotze mikli o mechaticha lekli acher o lechaticha acher is beloi reitev. So the Ramah says, no, you have to keep the two klalim separate. Because in this case, if you bake kosher chalas, or bake cookies, kosher cookies on the tray for baking tin, the balia will go out. There's no reitev, so it'll only asa kedei netilo. So you'll only asa the bottom of the chala. The bottom kedei netila of the challah. You won't ask the whole challah. But you do ask the challah. Why? Because there is no cloud that a balua doesn't go from a kli into an oichel. There's a cloud, balua doesn't go from a kli to another kli below right there. But then there's a separate cloud, ein balua yotze mechaticha lachaticha of oichel below right there. But you can't combine the two cloudim together. Then you come up with a maskana. Balua is not yotze from a kli to a meichel bali right there. That's just not true. So then if you're going to bake challahs on a tray for baking tin, you're going to say the challahs don't become tray. It's not correct. So how do you explain that? So the Ramah gives up a little time. He says, Ein balua yotze mechaticha lachaticha b'loi reitev. The chaticha of oichel gives its own time into the chaticha that's next to it, if you're doing tzliyah. It gives its own time into the first kedei netila. So it's busy giving its own time, so it doesn't give the time habalua shebo. Masha'ini kain a kli. Kli doesn't have its own tam to offer. Kli just has a balua shebetocho. So a kli can give off tam into the yoichel, even bali reitev. That's if you bake kosher challah, a kosher cookies on a baking tin. that became treif within 24 hours. If it became treif more than 24 hours ago, so I declare that it's a cliche in the binyomo. If the 24 hours we declare it's nice and tam levgam. So min atoris muta, you don't even have to kashim. At the rabbanim, we made exera the rabbanim. That's the last daf. In maseches avodah zarah, made exera ain't a binyomo, ata binyomo. Exera the rabbanim, the lechatchila you have to kash. But b'dieved, it doesn't make treif. But kolzman that it is binyomo, it will make treif. Even if you're just going to do b'lid roitiv. It can't be more chomer than tzliya. So it'll only make the bottom kedei netila of the challah will be treif. The bottom half of every cookie will be treif. So you're going to have to cut every cookie in half. The bottom half you throw out in the garbage. You may as well throw the whole thing in the garbage. Yeah.
If you cook on a piece of aluminum foil on top of the tin, what's all the problem with getting through?
If you cook, it should be better than that. I should declare that ein kli balei mekli below rotev. It's not kedei netila. Kedei netila is over yetzpa. It's the thickness of a half an inch. So the aluminum foil is not a half an inch. But mistama, the aluminum foil, if there's no liquid, if there's no moisture in between the baking tin that's treif and the kosher aluminum foil, then we assume ein kli malei mekli below roitev. So there's no blia from here to there. And then it doesn't go through and through. The blia and the bottom kli is not going to go into the aluminum foil. So the mele, whatever you baked on top will be kosher.
There's some ways of cooking have, some caterers have, a big area which is filled with water, and they have a foil pan or a metal pan inside that water, and that's keeping it boiling. It's like a double sauté. I forget what it's called exactly.
Double boiler.
So if the inside water or inside sauce is treif itself, and that's what the kosher pan is cooking inside of, does that get like absorbed into the kosher pan and goes up into the food that's inside the pan?
That's a shaila. Let's say this treif, the liquid on the bottom is burning hot. And then I submerge, partially I put a pot, a kosher pot into that, and the bottom of the kosher pot is touching the trefa liquid on the bottom. So do you assume that a trefa liquid goes through and through a kli? So in the Yerideya, they quote some Rishonim say that's an Ibai, the life sheet, and the Gemara in Zvachan. We'll have to get to that. That's a big discussion. We are machmer on that. We assume that there is a possibility maybe the blia goes through and through. Yeah, we know it's not so. Today there are different kinds of kelim. They experiment. So the way they make kelim today, the blia does not go through and through. But in the days of the Gemara, there were different kinds of kelim. So the Gemara was, according to some Rishonim, the Gemara was mesupik, where the blia goes through and through. We'll get to that. There's a lot to discuss. Yeah, what's the din? Hey, this is a big fuss in Taisvis. In Shulchan Aruch, they make a big fuss about this. Machlekes Rashi and the Ri. Where is this? In Yerideya, Simen. There are two Simonim in Yerideya that are just repeats of each other. Simen Tzadik Aleph and Simen Kufeya just repeats. They should have put them both together. Simen Tzadik Aleph is talking, you're cooking fleishig and milchik. Simen Tzadik Hei, cooking kosher and treif. And all the rules are the same. Aliyah and Kovush and Bishul and Klirishan and Klisheni. Everything is a repeat of each other. So they keep on referring back and forth from one to the other. So in Simen Kuf Hei and Sif Dalid, they quote a Machlekes Rashi and the Ri. The story begins like this. On Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, you have the Mishnah. Tipas Cholav Shenofla Al HaChaticha. I have a steak. And the steak is burning hot. How come the steak is burning hot? What, it's still on the broiler? It's still on the broiler? Maybe. What if I took the steak off from the broiler and I put it on the plate already? So maybe it becomes a klisheni. Maybe the steak becomes a klisheni. That the machloikis, the shach quotes the machloikis. Maybe this idea, the Gemara Masecha Shabbos, talks about the fact that there's no bishul be klisheni. On Shabbos there's a malacha bishul. So the Gemara said, there's no bishul b'klisheni. So why is that? So Taisa said the reason, because tfanas mekara. So that's a discussion in the shach. Maybe the idea of tfanas mekara only makes sense if you have a liquid that you pour from a klivish and you have a bowl of soup. I had a soup pot on the fire. Then I take the pot of soup and I pour a little soup into a bowl. So now the tiny particles of liquid are jumping all around. And the tefanos, the walls of the bowl, are cooling off that liquid. But if you took a dovagush, you took a steak from on top of the fire, you put it on the plate, So the particles in the steak are not jumping around. They sit still. So that's a machlekes achrenim. So some achrenim say the whole idea of klisheni doesn't apply to adoba gush. The marshal's chumra and the Ramah beferish natsa. The Ramah assumes that the klisheni even applies to adoba gush. It doesn't make a difference. Adoba lach, adoba gush. Okay. So that's a machlekes. So what are we talking about over here? In the Mishnah, tipas chalv shenafla al hachaticha. Are we talking about you have a pot full of liquid, pot full of soup, and you have a lot of meatballs there, or you have a lot of chunks of meat, and a tipas chalav falls on one of the pieces of meat? So im yesh bo b'nois en tam b'osel chaticha, if you can taste the flavor of the milk in that chaticha will be osel. If nearest akdera, if he stirs the whole pot together, then not only is it good enough if you have shishim in the haticha against the milk, if there's shishim in the whole kedera, everything has been starved to be mevatle tipas hachalav, the drop of milk. So in the sefer, the second half of the Mishnah is talking about nearest akdera. If he stirs the whole pot together, then the whole pot of flesh is mitstarev to be mevatle tipas hachalav b'shishim. And if the tipas hachalav only falls on the one haticha v'lo nearest akdera, lo near v'lo kisa. If you do a kisoy hakdera, if you cover up, if you put the lid back on top of the kdera, so you're going to have thick steam accumulating on top. You have a pot that's half full and half empty, and the lid is on. So the lid is on, you're going to have very thick steam on the top. So thick steam is called, in Yerideya, it's called hevel. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that hevel is dina ki reitiv. Just like reitiv is meval balatam, so hevel is also meval balatam. So if he either did near as hakdera, either he took a ladle and he stirs everything in the kdera. So the whole kedera, everything in the whole mixture will be mitzdaref to shishim to be mevatle tipas cholav. Or even if lo nir is hakdera, but kisa, the Gemara is going to discuss. If kisa is hakdera, so you have the kisa kedera, it's half full or half empty. So the upper half that's empty in the pot is going to be full of hevel. So hevel is also dina kiretav, it's also mevat balatam kedei kulo, and everything is mitzdaref yachad to be mevatle b'shishim. So when does the first half of the Mishnah say, it depends whether there's shishim in this chaticha. What are you talking about? You're talking, I took the chaticha out from the broiler and I put it on the plate. So the Ramah says that's a klisheni already. And once it's a klisheni, so it doesn't make basa b'chalav. So you just wash it off. You can't have meat with milk at the same time. So all you have to do is just rinse off, wash off the piece of meat, and we assume that everything will be kosher. There's no bliya b'klisheni. Tyson holds, we'll get back to that again. Tyson holds that they're just like there's no bishul b'klisheni, so the bliya b'klisheni doesn't answer. So we're not talking in a klisheni, we're talking in a klivishon. So what's the hechitimtza here? So here there's a machlekes, they make a big fuss about this in Shulchan Aruch. It never comes up. Aloch ha'mais, it never comes up. I don't know what they make such a big fuss about. What if you have a chaticha, a big chunk of meat, that's half in the reitev goes till here. So you have a meatball, or you have a piece of meat that's submerged, half of it is in the reitev, half of it is above the reitev. So whatever is in the reitev, so the reitev is meval balatam, it'll go kidei kulo. So everything is mitzdarf yachad to be mevatel b'shishim. What if the tipas chala fell on the upper half of the chaticha, the lower half of which is tachas reitev, and the upper half of which is above the reitev? So do you say the reitev is only meval balatam kidei kulo on the lower half? The upper half is chutz l'reitev, so the reitev doesn't affect it at all. So you have to have shishim in the chaticha, the part of the chaticha that's above the reitev. Or they say, no, since half of the chaticha is below the reitev, so that reitev is going to be meval balatam even from the upper half. So when do you have the first half of the Mishnah? When does the Mishnah say, tipas chav shenofel l'chaticha, yesh bo? If there's nois and tam in that chaticha, when is that case? That case is that even the bottom half of the chaticha is not submerged under the reitev. When you open up the pot with the meatballs, so sometimes there's a meatball that's sitting on top of other meatballs. You're going to reach a certain point where the meatballs are going to be half in, half below the reitev, half above the reitev. And then the meatballs above those are completely above the reitev. So that's a big machlekes. It never comes up. That's a big machlekes, the Ri and Rashi, whether the fact that the bottom half of the piece of the chaticha is submerged in the reitev, therefore it even has effect on the upper half, that the tam, the cholav, the tipas cholav is going to fall on the upper half, is going to be mevalbo kedekulo, it's going to be mispashit kedekulo, or not. Okay. So that's Taisus gives you the Marmakams. The top Taisus on Kuf Chesem and Aleph touches on it a little bit, and then they refer you back to Tzadik Vav and Beis. And then the Torah writes that this was a Machlekes Rashi and Niri. Okay. That's not such an important Ashayla Metzius. Yeah. So then we had last week, we started our Gemara. We started our Gemara in Psochem Adaf Ayin Vav, Amud Aleph. But the Gemara had Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, and Rashi pointed out that normally the Gemara says in the end of Pcheres, whenever there's Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, we usually pass like Rabbi Nissen the Heter, and we usually pass like Shmuel and Dini Mominus. There's a Maharsha in the end of towards the end of Baba Metzia, where the Maharsha has a comment that the Gemara tells a story that Rav got smicha from Rabbi, they both learned by Rabbi Yudah Nasi, and they both left to Babel to establish yeshivas in two different cities in Babel. They're both successful in Harbatzas Hatur. So Rav got smicha before he left, and Shmuel, as fate turned out, he didn't get a smicha. Rabbi was busy one day, he wasn't there, then the plane took off, and he lost his chance. And once he's already in Babel, so he can't give smicha to somebody who's in Babel. The one who is giving the smicha, the one who's receiving the smicha, they both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara Sanhedrin, they don't have to be in the presence of each other. You can send a letter of smicha to someone else. You can confer smicha on a person even shalei b'fana, but you require that both the masmech and the samach have to be present in Eretz Yisrael. So once Shmuel left Babel, he didn't come back again. He didn't fly back for Shalosh Regalim, back to Eretz Yisrael. So he lost his chance. So then Rabbi Yudah Nasi felt bad that he didn't give smicha to Shmuel. Then somebody told Rabbi Yudah Nasi he shouldn't feel bad that they had access to a sifra shalodim arishan. The Rabbanu shalodim, it says in Parashas Bereishis, Zeh sefer told us Sodom, Barom bara lakim odam al ha'oritz. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Zeh sefer told us Sodom? The Chumash is a history book. Shvach, a history book. Chumash is a muktam amilchim batar. The history is so out of order. If it's a history book, it doesn't do a good job. The Gemara says, Zeh sefer told us Sodom doesn't mean that the Chumash is a history book. Chumash is a Chumash. It's Torah. As in Yonim of Hashkofa there. Zeh sefer told us Sodom is a reference to a different book. Sifra shalodim arishan. Sifra shalodim arishan is not the book about Odom Arishan. It's a book that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Odom Arishan, in which the Rabban Shalom charted out Dor Dor V'Dorsho, Dor Dor V'Chachamav, Dor Dor V'Soifrav. The Rabban Shalom is leading history in the direction that he wants it to go, and the Rabban Shalom is leading the development of the Torah Sheba'al Peh in the direction that he wants it to go. So that's what the Gemara had. Some of the Tanoim and Amoraim had access to this Sifra Shalodim Arishan. So when Rabbi Yudah Nasi was heartbroken why he didn't succeed in giving smicha to Shmuel, only Rab got smicha and Shmuel didn't get. So someone told Rabbi he shouldn't feel bad about it. That's what it says in Sifra Shalodim Arishan, that there's going to be a person, Shmuel, and he's going to be Chacham Yiskiri, Rabbi Lo Yiskiri. He's not going to get smicha. And Shmuel Yarchino, he's going to know astronomy. He'll be known as an astronomer, known as Talmud Chacham also, but he's not going to have smicha. So is there any relevance to this? Just a piece of history, a piece of information, history, that Shmuel didn't get smicha, Rav did get smicha. So the Marshon, the Chidush Yagod, and that Gemara, I think that's on Daf Pehei, in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara has other snatches from the Sifra Shalodim Arishan, that it says, Ravin Rav Ashi Soifai Roa, and it says, Rebbe, who's the other one? Rebbe, Rav Nosna Sof, Mishnah, Sof HaMishnah. So that seems to have some significance. Rabbi Rav Nosson Sof HaMishnah, Rabbi Rav Ashi Sof HaRoah. This seems that there is some halachic relevance to that. That you have to figure out exactly what is the halachic relevance over there also. So the Marsha assumes that there's halachic relevance to this also. The Shmuel Yarchinos Chacham Yiskri, Rabbi Lo Yiskri. Why? So he says because Rav had the smicha and Shmuel didn't. That's why we usually paskin like Rabbi Nisavet. But why do we usually paskin like Shmuel Adini Mominus if he didn't have the smicha? I don't know. That's up to you. Figure out in the Marsha. I'll show over there. Anyway, so Rashi again. Rashi writes there on Psochem and Daf Ayin Vav and Aleph. So Rashi writes an interesting comment that although usually the din is that Rabbi Shmuel Hilchas Kerabi Suri Kishmuel Bedini, but over here we paskin like Shmuel and Isa Veheta, because the Gemara quotes later on the Daf Ayin Vav and Aleph Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel. There's a brisa that supports Shmuel's opinion. What are they fighting about? Whether Tatoi Gover or Eloi Gover. Tatoi Gover or Eloi Gover. Yeah. What are they discussing over there? What are they discussing? So they're discussing a situation when you have a dover gush and a dover lach. You have a dover gush, let's say you have a bowl of milk on the bottom, burning hot milk. Let's say I took a kli rishon, I cooked milk al gabi ha'esh, and I take the pot off of the fire, and now it's still burning hot, it's still yatzah lettuce. So the burning hot milk has the status of a kli rishon. And then a cold meatball falls in. And it's sitting there. Not sitting for 24 hours, it'll be kabishka mevushal. A cold meatball falls in, and it sits there for 10 minutes, and then I pull it out. So do you say, Eloi Gover, since the piece of meatball that fell in was cold, so there's no bishul basa b'cholov, so there's no b'liya? Or do you say, Tatoi Gover, because the milk on the bottom is hot, so there is a bishul and there is a b'liya? So that was the machlekes Rav Shmuel. Which way do you say? So we paskin like Shmuel over here because there's a Tanya Kavos, and there's a brisa that supports Shmuel. This klal in the Gemara, Pashup Shat, it's not a klal, it's not an absolute klal. That Shmuel was a bigger expert in the Zik and then Rav, and Rav was a bigger expert in Yeridei and Arachayim, and that's why Hilchos Kirabi Surik Shmuel Bedini. The Pashta says, doesn't mean like that. The Pashta says, that's how Baron Soloveitchik used to say the following, and that's how they write about this in the Svarim, in recent Svarim from the last 100 years. That the Pashup Shat Nigmar means, let's say, the din is like din is always like Rav, except for Yalkagam, din is like Abai. So what does it mean? They made up their minds the din is always going to be like Rav, with six exceptions to the rule. No, not that you voted. It's not like you're voting for the mayor, you're voting for a congressman. You're not voting over here. And every single machlekes Abai v'Rav, and every single machlekes Rav Shmuel, they took a vote, and it turned out, b'mikre, the Ruba of the times, that 95% of the time, as it turns out, the consensus was like Rav and Issa Behet, the consensus was like Shmuel and Dina Mominus. So that's what the Gemara writes like that. Hilchasek Rabbi Surik Shmuel Bedina. That wasn't the vote. Should we pass like Rav all the time and Issa Behet, or should we pass like Shmuel? They had a vote on each and every Shaila, Alpi Pashtas. And then, rather than write a psak on each and every one of the 100 Shailas, so they give you a general psak. The consensus indicated that 95% of the time Dina is like Rav and Issa Behet, with a couple of exceptions to the rule. So again, so Rashi says this is one of the exceptions to the rule. So we had the Tzvi Latzadik, that's from Tzvi Hirsch Kalosha, has Heoris printed on the bottom of the page, as well as the Prima Gadim. They all quote this Kasha from the Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, from the crazy place on Yeridei, Simit Sarkal. How do you have a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, whether Eloi Gover or Tatoi Gover? Why don't you experiment and find out whether it's nice and tam or not? So Chapela Digazach. As we spoke about last week, the Ramban writes in a few places, it doesn't make sense that there should be a machlokes and the Gemara in Metzias. Experiment, test it out, and you'll find out. So we said over, Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe this Gemara is the marker for the sheet of the Balei HaTosfos. That the Gemara in Shabbos says that klisheni, there's no din of bishul on Shabbos. Because in Malecha Shabbos, the klal is bishul. By Basar B'cholav also, the Gemara had on the first half in Perikol HaBasar, that the Minatur, it's only Osir if the Basar B'cholav, when his Bashal Bikli Rishon. If it's only this Bashal Bikli Sheni, so the Gemara says it's not going to be Basar B'cholav Deraisa. That's on the top of Kuvdal on the base. It won't be Basar B'cholav Deraisa. Then there was another Gemara in Psochem around Daf Mem, Amir Aleph, where the Gemara talks about Al Tochel Men No, Om Bashal B'vushal Bamayim. If you eat Korban Pesach Roah, No, or you eat it mavushal, it's cooked. You get malchus, you have to eat korban pesach broil kim tzliyesh. Roshal krov al kibra. So the Gemara says the only time you get malchus for atochel men or basham mavushal is if it's nizbashal in a klibishan. If the food of the korban pesach was nizbashal in a klisheni, so the Gemara says no bishul b'klisheni. So this we understand those three cases. Bishul b'shabbos, bishul basham b'chal, bishul korban pesach. Hatzara shavu shabayim, it's a din abishul. It says basham mavushal. That's a din of bishul. So there you say klisheni ani mevashal. What about making treif? You say klisheni doesn't make treif. How can it be it doesn't make treif? It's burning hot. The food is in the klisheni. It can be more than 250 degrees and be the klisheni. Water will evaporate when it reaches the point 212, but oil doesn't evaporate. Oil has a much higher evaporation temperature. So let's say you have soup that has a lot of schmaltz in, a lot of oil in it, and you pour it from the, and it's 300 degrees burning hot. You pour it from the klivish and shagab is poured into a bowl in the klisheni. It can be over 212 degrees in the klisheni. You say klisheni ain't a mevashal. Okay, so I'll be din klisheni ain't a mevashal. So Tosfos asks the kashin perikira, myself shabbat perikira. It does make sense. The klisheni can be more than 212 degrees. Why is it ain't a mevashal? So Tosfos, because since the tvanos amikaros, So we explained, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman points this out, Ein Derech B'Yishuv B'Kach doesn't only mean, and therefore in Hilchos Shabbos it's called the Malacha Kalacha Yad, Ha'idei Shinoi. No! The Gemara says, Klisheni Einem Avashal is Negeh to Basa B'Cholav as well, it is Negeh to Basha Mavushal B'Maim, Bishal by Korban Pesach as well. So the Vort is not that it's Kalacha Yad in Hilchos Shabbos, that's only a din, Malach Machshev Sosoto is only a din in Shabbos, that if you do Kalacha Yad is only the Rabbanon. It's Mutam and Atar. No, this is a Vort, that Ein Derech B'Yishuv B'Kach, so by definition, it's not called Bishal and called Atar Kula. It's not called Ein Derech B'Yishuv B'Kach, and Klisheni, so it's not called Bishal, not Negeh to Basa B'Cholav either. And not going to get the carbon pesach bishul with carbon pesach either. Fine. So that we understand that there's no bishul be klisheni. It has said because tfanis mekara is vein derech bishul bekach. Unless it's mikale habishul, the Gemara says. Unless it's like kulya, so ispin and medag maliach. So the Mishnah says in Masechah Shabbos that that's normal since it's kale his bashel. That's normal to cook it in a klisheni as well. So then you say yesh bishul be klisheni. Fine, that we understand. But Tosfos adds on there. You look in the Tosfos in Masechah Shabbos around Daf Mem Aleph from a base where the Tosfos has the discussion: what's the status of Irui? Is Irui has the status that it is Mavashal, it's not Mavashal? And Tosfos has a stira. We referred to that Tosfos last week. Tosfos has a stira between the Diyukim and the Mishnayos. If you medayik one half of the Mishnah, it sounds like only Klisheni ain't a Mavashal, but Irui Klivishin is Mavashal. Medayik the other line in the Mishnah, so it says only Klisheni is ain't a Mavashal, and Irui is Mavashal. So it's a stira in the Diyukim. So Tosfos quoted a machlekes the Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam, the two brothers, whether Iri is mavashal or not mavashal. So how do we paskin? So we paskin a compromise. The Rabbi Baruch, the author of the Sefer Truma, he made a compromise that Iri is mavashal kadei klipa. Where did he get that from? Yesh meyayin. Where did he get the idea that Iri is mavashal kadei klipa? So they got it from this Gemara in Psochim that the Gemara says we really paskin like Shmuel because Tanya Gavos said the Shmuel that tatoi gover. It all depends what's on the bottom. But nonetheless, if you're pouring burning hot liquid on top of a cold solid, or you're dropping a burning hot piece of flesh into cold milk, so true, tatoi govar, it's not mevashel, but the kedei klipa will become treif. So the Gemara there in Pesachim Adafayim Vavim and Aleph is not talking about bishul and hilchus Shabbos. It's not talking about bishul and hilchus bishul for bas b'chol. It's talking about blias that make treif. Doesn't make treif, does not make treif. Was the flesh Rashi says on there, on the bottom of Ayin Ham, the base, and the Gemara starts the whole machlekes. One line on the bottom of Ayin Ham, the base, going over Tain Vavim and Aleph. So the Gemara says there's a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, whether he loy gover, tatoy gover. So Rashi writes, what's an nafkaminas? So he says, two nafkaminas. If one is kosher, one is treif, or one is flesh and one is milchig, will it make a bliya one into the other? Same thing, we're not really discussing the bishul basa b'chola, we're discussing the bliya, will it make treif or not. So the Gemara says that even though we paskin tatoi govar, so if the bottom one is cold and the top one is burning hot, so it's not going to asa kedei kulo, but kedei klipa it will asa. So what is that all about? So the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal HaTosfos, assumes a premise. He assumes that just like it's maflut mavliya kedei klipa, so too it's mevashal kedei klipa. Where did he jump to get that assumption from? So he seems to be assuming beferish. The whole Tosfos there, when you look in the Tosfos in Perikir on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, I think it is, and the same Tosfos appears in Zvachim on Daf Tzadik Dalet or something. We looked it up the other day. So the Gemara has, the Tosfos has the whole debate between the Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam, where the Iri is Mavashal, Iri is not Mavashal. So Tosfos blends it together. Where the Iri is Mavli or Maflit, the Iri is not Mavli or Maflit. Tosfos puts it together. So the whole assumption is the chapela. Tosfos assumes that klisheni is ainim mevashel, so therefore klisheni doesn't make treif. And the irui doesn't make treif or not, depends whether it's mevashel or not mevashel. So since the Gemara says, irui ademekale bola, if you're pouring burning hot liquid on top, or pouring burning hot, dropping a burning hot solid into a cold liquid, so it'll only ase kadei klipa. So that's all right, that is mevashel kadei klipa. So how did Tosfos make this whole equation between what's mavli or maflit and what's mevashal? That's what the Ramban disagrees with the Tosfos. He says, what are you talking about? You don't need bishul in order that there should be a bliya. V'hara, you have bliya b'tzoynin. You have kovish k'mevushal moleach k'raseach. There's no bishul at all. So how did Tosfos come off to say such a wild idea that the only time the bliya asses if it's a bliya derech bishul, only if it's klirishin, a bliya idei klisheni, since it's not mevashal, Wadanami, it's not Mavliya Mafla. How can he say such a thing? You see, Beferish, that Kovish kemuvushal malech kiresech, you don't need a ma'isa bishul at all in order to have a blias. Apparently, Tosis is of the opinion. So lechatchila in Siman Kufay says v'choshish for the Ramban, but b'diavad the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Tosis that a blia bechamin only asks if it's derech bishul. If it's not derech bishul, doesn't ask. It does make any sense. So where did Tosis get such an idea from? So that's what the pashtus is. That's the teretz to the place he's kasha. Crazy place he was bothered with a kasha. How can you have a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, whether loy govar or tatoy govar? Which way does the blia go? Test it out and find out. Ask someone to taste it. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Maybe the teretz is, of course, there's going to be a blia. In both directions, is going to be a blia. Whether loy govar or tatoy govar, both ways going to be a blia. Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, is which way is derech bishul? Because the blia bechamin only asks if it's boif and shal bishul. So that's the premise of the whole machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. We don't understand it. That's the Ramban's kasha. It doesn't make any sense. But that seems to be the premise of the Gemara. So if the Gemara says tatoi govar, so if the bottom thing is cold and the top thing is hot, so the din is it's not bishul, but nonetheless it asks kadei klipa. So what does it ask kadei klipa? Why should it ask the kadei klipa? So the answer is because it's mevashal kadei klipa. That's exactly the answer, because it's mevashal kadei klipa.
Isn't that a clear reason?
No, if you drop something hot on top of something cold, if you drop a hot thing on top of a cold thing, that's it. So that if you, we pass on tatoi gova, so that's derech bishul. So that says kadei kuloi. If you have two pieces of meat, one on top of the other, there's no roitev, so it's not going to ask you kadei kuloi. That's only tzli. That's only going to ask you kadei netila. Here the Gemara is talking. There is roitev. There's burning hot bowl of hot water, of hot milk, a burning hot pot of hot milk. If I pour the milk from the pot into the bowl, so it's very klisheni. So the Rambam says klisheni doesn't make treifa. We're talking, it's still the burning hot milk is still in the kli rishon, but it's not agabi ho'esh. So if I have a cold piece of meat falls into that, so I say tatoi govar, that's called the bishul that ases kadei kulo. The whole piece of meat will become treif. But if you have a case where the bottom milk, the milk on the bottom is cold, only the piece of meat that's falling in is burning hot, so then we pass kan tatoi govar, it's not called bishul, but only ases kadei klipa. If it's a big chunk of meat, only the outer kadei klipa with the chunk of meat that's touching the milk will become treif, and the inside part will not become treif. Why not? But it's sitting there for a long time. The blia doesn't go through, and Rav holds the blia does go through. Rav holds that eloi govar, so the blia does go through, and Shmuel denies it in Metzias. He says the blia doesn't go through. That's the crazy place is kasha. How can you have a machlekes in Metzias? That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. Man, maybe they both agree that the blia goes through and through. The piece of the burning hot piece of meat is sitting there in the cold milk, or the cold piece of meat is sitting there in the hot milk, whatever the case is, the blia goes through and through. Everybody agrees it goes through and through. But the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is which way is the derech bishul? Because that's the halacha. The premise of the whole machlekes is that whenever you have a blias chamin, you can have a blias tzayin in that ases. Kovish ke mevusha molech kiresech. Whenever you have a blias chamin, it only ases if it's derech bishul. So that's where the Rabbeinu Baruch comes off and he says that from that Gemara you see that here is Mevashal Gadei Klipo. Where do you see the Gemara is not talking about Bishul? Gemara is talking about Bliya. The answer is no. That's the premise of the whole Gemara. That Bliya is a function of Bishul. So if the Maskana, the Gemara says that here is Mevashal, here is Mavliya Mafla Gadei Klipo, so the assumption is that it's Mevashal Gadei Klipo.
Can you say the Ramban explains the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel that Hachamai Askinim where you don't have a Kvela to taste it? Is that just a pashup shot teretz to the kasha?
So they never had a kvela for so many centuries.
No, they're saying everyone agrees when you have a kvela, let them taste it and tell you what it is. Rav and Shmuel have machlekes when there's no kvela. So
okay,
what do you do?
You got no choice. That's what you have to say. According to Rabban, you have to say it's a machlekes and mitzias. If you have a kvela to taste it, so whatever he says goes. And if you don't have a kvela, so then the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is it roif pamim it'll be loy gova, roif pamim it'll be tatoy gova. You go basaroy. So that's what the Achrayim suggests. Okay. Yeah. No, we pass can kavish can mevushal by shari surim is deraisa by basa b'chalav is only the rabbanon. That's we had the Gemara in Pesach and Mem Dalal and Beis. Gemara said that you cannot learn anything out from basa b'chalav because basa b'chalav is a chiddush. What by a chiddush means an exception to the rule. What is it, an exception to the rule? That in kol ha'tar kula the rule is itar like kula yama b'chalva. If you have kavish kemavusha on kol ha'tar kula, it'll be an isa deraisa, bliya deraisa, and basa b'chalav a kavish kemavusha is only the rabbanon. That says in Yeridah, in Sima Kufei. What if you have a suffik kavish? I have a case, I'm not sure whether it was soaking for 23 hours or soaking for 25 hours. So if it's basa b'chala by day kavish is only the rabbanon, the suffik the rabbanon lekula. And if it's shari surim, and kavish kemavushal is a din deraisa, then it says that suffik kavish will go lechumra. There are more rice that in Sima Kufei. The kavish kemavushal by shari surim is deraisa, and kavish kemavushal by basa b'chala is only the rabbanon. That's kemat explicit, and not gemara. And psochem adaf mem dalam mem beg. The Gemara says that basa b'chalav is the chiddush means that yaitzim in a klal. The klal is in kol atarkula. Kavish kemavushal is the rice. And basa b'chalav is only the rabbana. Yeah.
Isn't that passage with Malia Tortea? Didn't Rabbi say that Shmuel's name or about cookie game about Malia Tortea? That by shari surim that's the right surim, but by basa b'chalav.
Yeah, malech kerasech also al pi pashtus. Malech kerasech shari surim will be the rice. And by basa b'chalav it'll only be the rabbana. Exactly. The same thing. There's a problematic Ramah in Siman Tzadik Aleph. Ramah talks about this. You say Tatoi Gova. So what if the milk on the bottom or whatever is on the bottom is cold and the thing that's falling in is hot? So we say Ademeka Leibola. While it's cooling it off, it asks Kedei Klipa. So the Ramah says, Kedei Klipa, not so bad. So whenever you have a Kedei Klipa and it got mixed in and other things, you don't need Shishim against the Kedei Klipa. So the Shach quotes a series of kashas. It's against Kol HaTarkula. The Ramah is against all of Yeridei. So Rabbi Kiveger and the Prima Gadim both quote the Mogen Avram and Hilchus Pesach to defend the Ramah. So he says there are two different kinds of Kedei Klipa. Let's say when you broil two pieces of meat, one next to the other, one is kosher, one is treif. So there's no reitiv, so it doesn't ask Kedei Kulo, but it asks a little bit. So how much does it ask? So Tais is not sure whether Ras is Kadei Klipa, Kadei Natila. We're Machma for Kadei Natila. That was the Tais we had on Tzadik Vav in the days. Then the Pashta says, the Gemara says, Maliach is Kiraseach. Kovish is Kemavushal, just like Mavushal means with Reitiv. So the Belia goes Kadei Kulo. So Kovish also the Belia goes Kadei Kulo because it's Reitiv. It's called Reitiv by Kovish. That's why it has to soak there for 24 hours. But Kovish Kemavushal, in the sense that the Reitiv is Meval Balatam Kadei Kulo. And the Maliach is Kiraseach, that it doesn't ask Kadei Kulo, only asks Reseach means like Tzli. So whatever Tzli asks, some Maliach asks. So the Pashtus is, if Taisus is not sure whether Tzli asks Kadei Klipa, Kadei Natila, and we're Machmek for the Kadei Natila, that if you have two pieces of meat, the Nevela next to Shchuta, so we assume the first Kadei Natila of the Shchuta becomes Treif, so you should really say the same thing by Maliach. So by Maliach we're Mekel. But the Gemara made an equation. No, we're Mekel. That's in Shulchan Aruch. By Malech we say Kedei Klipa is enough. And by Tzli we say Ni Kedei Netila. Okay. So when it says in the Gemara Malech Kiraseach, it's not a full equation. Malech is along the lines of Reseach. Kavish is Kemavushal Asis Kedei Kula. Malech is like Reseach in the sense that it doesn't ask a Kedei Kula, but it doesn't have to ask a Kedei Netila. Kedei Netila, we have sources that it should ask a Kedei Netila. And if it's only Malech, then it only asks Kadei Klipa. Fine. So the so the Rishonim have a discussion. So the again, this Mogen Avram comes to defend the Ramah. The Shach and Siman Tzadik Aleph has a ton of kashas against the Ramah. How does the Ramah say that this Kedei Klipa, when you have Tatoi Gover and the bottom one is cold and the top one is hot, so you only ask the Kedei Klipa. So the Ramah says if it's the Kedei Klipa got blended in, if it's the liquid got blended in with other liquids, you don't have to have Shishim. It'll be bottled Beroy. So the Shachas is against many Gemaras, against many Sifim and Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham answers there are two kinds of Kedei Klipa. When you're talking about a Kedei Klipa of Maliach Kiraseach, that we ask a Kedei Klipa, that's a real din. That's Mikra din, that's a Bliya B'tzainan. And you need Shishim Kenega de Kedei Klipa. But over here, we're talking about Tatoi Govar, and the bottom one is cold, the top one is hot. So really shouldn't ask anything at all. And the whole story that it asks is, Kadei Klipa, the Magen Avraham writes a lashon, is only a chumra bi'alma. Why is it only chumra bi'alma? The way we explain, the way Rav Soloveitchik explained, the machlekes Rav Shmuel is which way is the tzuris habishul. If one is hot, one is at the bottom, it's a blias chamin, so which way is it called derech bishul? So if you say tatoi govar, and the cold one is, the bottom one is cold, the top one is hot, so you say that that's not derech bishul, so why does it ask a kadei klipa? So that itself is a right to the Ramban. No? Why does it ask a kadei klipa? But the whole sugya sounds like Tosfos. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, no, we follow Tosfos, that a blia, of course there's going to be a blia. Tatoi love, it's always going to be a blia, but we only ask the blia when it's derech bishul. And since we pass like Shmuel, so tatoi gov, it's not called derech bishul. The fact that we ask it, kadei klipa, the mekalei bolet, that's only a chumah bialma. Mikra din, it really shouldn't be so. Mikra din, since it's not derech bishul, even the kadei klipa shouldn't be also. So since this kadei klipa about a mekalei bolet is only chumah bialma, so therefore, in this case, you wouldn't need shishim. But if you have a real kadei klipa, let's say maliach kiraseach, or you have tzliya, according to half of the rishonim, if you have tzli, so you don't ask a kadei netila, you only ask a kadei klipa. We pass ken dait by tzli, you ask a kadei netila. But according to the rishonim, hold that you only ask a kadei klipa, so that's a real kadei klipa. That's a bliya betzainen. Or let's say you have tzliyas, it's a bishul. Tzliya, everything is hot, burning hot. So it's derech bishul. So that asks is kadei klipa. Or if you have maliach kiraseach, that's a bliya betzainen. So that's not a problem. But if you have here a bliya bechamin, and it's not derech bishul because we paskin tatoi gov, and the bottom one is cold, top one is hot. So there the Magen Avraham says, that's what the Rama said. That kadei klipa, that's only betoris chumra bi'alma. So then that's what Rabbi Kivege quotes, that Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach. The Prima Gadim quotes the same Magen Avraham, but he touches it up a little bit. So he says, not so fast. The Rabbeinu Baruch said that this Gemara is a mucker, the paskin that there is Bishul Kedei Klipa. So we're machma like the Rabbeinu Baruch. We paskin the Hilchas Shabbos that Iri is Mavashal Kedei Klipa. So when are you going to say that Kadei Klipa is only a Chumra? So the Prima Gadim touches up this Magen Avraham a little bit. So he says, there's a Shach later, we didn't get to it, it's in Kufay, I think, where the Shach discusses two kinds of Irui. Let's say you have a kettle of hot water, and you're pouring the hot water on a tea bag. And the tea bag was never cooked before. So you're pouring the Irui, Al Gabi, the tea bag, so that's Irui's Mevashah, Kadei Klipa. So the Shach writes, if it'll be Nifsa Kakiluach, then there's room to say that Irui is not Mavashal Kadei Klipa. Nifsa Kakiluach means, what does it mean, Lo Nifsa Kakiluach? He has a kettle of burning hot water, and is pouring the water on top of some cold item, and the water is connected. When the water hit, the burning hot water hits the tea bag, it's still connected, the Irui, to the burning hot water inside the kettle. What if he pours in spurts? He starts pouring a little water before the bottom of the katafris of the water, before the burning hot water gets to the food on the bottom, he already turns the kettle this way, and it's nifsa kakiluach. The flow of the water is not constant. And each time that he pours water, he keeps on stopping, so when the burning hot water touches the food on the bottom, it's no longer connected with the water inside the kettle. So the Shach writes in one place that if nifsa kakiluach, so then it's not mevashel. So that's what the Prima Gadim says. If you have loy nifsa kakiluch, if you have iroi v'loy nifsa kakiluch, then we happen to be machmer like this Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal Sefer HaTruma. The machloik is the Rajbam of the Rabbeinu Tam, where the iroi is mevashal, not mevashal. So we follow this compromise, and we're machmer to consider that it's mevashal kadei klipa. Once you say it's mevashal kadei klipa, then the kadei klipa becomes nesa. That should be medina. That's derech bishul. But if you have a bliya idei nifsa, you'll have iroi, and it will be nifsa kakiluach. So then the Shach says that that's not called derech bishul, and you still ask a kadei klipa. So that kadei klipa is only b'teres chumra bi'alma, because that's a bliya bechamin shaloi b'ayfen shel bishul. Because if it's iroi b'nifsa kakiluach, that's not called bishul. That's how the Prima Gadim writes. I remember when I learned when I chazed yeridei for the pchina. So I thought that I knew everything. So in order to test myself, so I took out a Negris Moshe, and I read the Shaila, and I decided I'll figure out what I think the answer should be. And then, lo and behold, I read the Tshuva, I never heard of what he was talking about. So he points out, Negris Moshe says, because we never learned this in Shia, Negris Moshe quotes, there's a Dogel Mervove, the Horus of the Nerei Behuda, on the side of the Shach. So the Dogel Mervove has it, there's a stira, it's later, we didn't get there yet, in Kufay. So the Dogel Mervove has, there's a stira between two Shachs, regarding Nifsa Kakiluach. If you're pouring from the kettle, and you pour in spurts, so when the burning hot water from the kettle lands on the food on the bottom, it's no longer, that katafris, that water is no longer connected to the burning hot water inside the kettle. So what's the din? Is that mavashal? Is it not mavashal? So it's a steer in the shach. So the Dogel Mervove says the teretz is, if you read the shach slowly and carefully, he's talking about two different cases, not a steer. He says, what it's talking about nischal gabi kiret zainenes. Here, I have a table that's cold, and I have a piece of flesh over here, cold flesh, and I have burning hot milk, and I pour, let's say the table is on a tilt. It's not on a tilt, so the burning hot milk is not going to reach the flesh. Let's say the table is on a tilt, I have a cold piece of flesh here, I'm pouring burning hot milk over here, the burning hot milk falls on a cold surface of the table, that's called nizichal al-gabi kiritz and anis, and then by the time it hits the flesh, it's nifsa kakiluach. I stop pouring. Either I pour all I have to pour, or I'm pouring with spirits and it's no longer connected. So the Dogel Mervove says that's what the Shach's meant to say. If you have a combination of both factors, nifsa kakiluach plus nischal gabi kiritz anenes, then it's not cold, then it's not mavashal. But if it's only nifsa kakiluach, that's not enough. Nischal gabi kiritz anenes alone, that's not enough to say that it's not mavashal. But that the Prima Gordon does not seem to assume like that. Prima Gordon seems to assume that if it's nifsa kakiluach, it's not called bishul. And nonetheless, it makes treif. So that making treif, kadei klipa, that's only chumar bialma. That's only with the rabbanim. Chumar bialma. Nikar adin, it doesn't make treif, because even though there is a bliya, it's the same bliya. Whether it's nifsa kakiluach or lo nifsa kakiluach. But he says, if it's lo nifsa kakiluach, it's a bliya derech bishul. So derech bishul it asses. If it's nifsa kakiluach, then it's alpidin, not called derech bishul. So bliya becham, not derech bishul, doesn't asa. The dina kikli sheni. The din is kibbola kach polta. There are different forms of kashering treif and kelim. So a kli that was belay al day baking, beli emtzos hamayim, beli roitev, so then you need libun. Beli that was belay with the kli rishon, so you need kli rishon. Beli that's belay al day iroi, needs iroi. I mean, what if the kli became treif with iroi, loy nipsa kakiluach, and I want to do a hagola, nipsa kakiluach. So the shach says that that's a lower madrega, so you wouldn't be able to kasher. If the belia was ayde iroi veloy nifsa kakiluch, you want a kasha with an iroi that is nifsa kakiluch, that wouldn't be good enough.
But that's not a difference in chamin. It's only a difference in derech bishul. Has got to do with kelta kapra. If we would say it's ara, if it's attached, so the belia is a different kind of belia. It's a belia is just like it's a halacha nikkud belia. Derech bishul or not derech bishul. Because in terms of the heat or whatever is happening to the kli is the same like before.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't that be?
Rabbi Kivega raises an objection on the side of the Tosis and Shabbos on Daf Mem Aleph on the base. So Tosis pushes their distinction about Iriz Mavashik of the Klipa, this Rabbeinu Baruch from the Sefer HaTruma, they push it in to explain a lot of dinim. So Rabbi Kivega picks on the Tosis a little bit about the kashering. So the issue that you're raising has to do with Rabbi Kivega's tightness there on the Tosis. It could be. You gotta look into the Tosis and Rabbi Kivega again on that. Yeah.
In the case where you pour over the table, why wouldn't you say the table is the cliché? And by the time it gets to the meat, it's
a hemshech.
It's the same, meaning just like the bowl that I pour into is going to make things cooler, so the table will also cool off this water. It's not
evenly
right
onto it. Right. So if I pour the soup into the bowl and it sits there for a second, it's already klisheni. But if it doesn't sit there for a second, I pour it on the table, which is cold, and then the water is still flowing, and it's still connected with the thing from before. So that's called irui. That's still called irui. Even though it's nischal gabi kiritz and then, but it's still flowing, So the Shach says it's still called Irui, unless you have the combination of both factors together. That's what the Dogma of Abba says. If you have this Chagabi Kiritz and then it's plus that it's Nipsa Kaki Luach, so then the Shach meant to say that it's not called Irui. What would you say, let's say you have Maliach Kiraseach? So the din of Maliach Kiraseach is a Gemara on Kuf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara says the only time you apply Maliach Kiraseach is if it's very salty. Ein Anecha Machmas Molcho. Fine. That was the Gemara Kuf Yud Beis Amad Aleph. And also only applies if the Tomei Maliach V'Tohar Tofel. The trefa fish is called the tummy, the daktummy and the daktor. So if I have kosher fish with trefa fish and I put a lot of salt and everything together, ein anecha machmas mochoi, so the trefa fish will make tref the kosher fish. Okay. But let's say I have a trefa fish that's very salty and a kosher fish has no salt at all. I put one on top of the other. So if the trefa fish is the maliach and the kosher fish doesn't have any maliach at all. It's a tofel. Tofel means has no salt at all. So then the treif of fish is maliach will succeed in making the kosher fish treif. Or if it'll be the reverse, it'll be tohar maliach with tomei tofel. The non-kosher fish or the non-kosher piece of meat will be tofel. Has no salt on it at all. And the kosher piece of food is going to be the maliach, the one that's very salty. So then the Gemara says that it doesn't make treif. It only makes treif if the tamei is the maliach. So would you say, so it's like the one that's maliach is like the hat. Maliach kiraseach. It's like tzli. Just like tzli doesn't ask a kidei kula, only asks a kidei netila. So maliach kiraseach only asks kidei miktsasa, kidei klipa. Fine. So would you say that the maliach kiraseach only applies if the tomei maliach is on the bottom and the tohar tofel is on top? Would you say tatoi glover? But if the kosher food is on the bottom and the trefa food, the trefa maliach is on top, would you say that it doesn't aser? So the Mechaber writes that's ridiculous. Machaber quotes and says, no, it doesn't make a difference. What's on top? Yeah. You understand why it doesn't make a difference? Because even if you have the bottom is cold and the top is hot, and you say tatoi gova, but it asks kadei klipa. Maliach only asks kadei klipa to begin with. So it's the same thing. You're going to have the same result anyway. You're going to say, how to make a leibola. But what about the following case? We just said that by tzli, it doesn't ask kadei klula. Lo shano al yerchen is bashal begidos, and the Mishnah holds on tzarik vav and mebeis that yerchen is bashal begidos. Yesh begidim and oisit tam. So the gid on osha does make treif. So if it's nizbashal and is reitiv, so the reitiv is mevalbal atam in the entire yera. And Shmuel says lo shano al nizbashal, aval nitzlet tzli only asks kedei netila. Fine. Then the Gemara says, but that's only if it's not a dava shamin. What if the trefa item is a dava shamin? Then it goes kedei kulo. This idea that it goes kedei kulo if it's a dava shamin, that's on the top line on Sarek Zayin Amar Aleph. Shiny chelev demefafeya, so it goes kedei kulo. If it's about a dava shamin, it goes kedei kulo. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Is that only by tzliya? Would you say the same by malicha? Let's say you have kosher with treif, and you salted everything, a ton of salt on everything. And the belief from the trefa fish or the trefa meat is going to enter into the kosher meat, and it's going to aser, let's say, kedei klipa. Fine, it's going to aser kedei klipa. Only would you say that if the trefa item that you salted is a dove shamein chelev, you salted chelev, would you say the same as over here? Shaina chelev de mefafeya. So it's going to go kedei kula. That applies to maliach also. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that's a machlokes, and we're machmer on that. They quote the Rav Yoh, the Tur, and the Beis Yosef quote the Rav Yoh holds that this idea, Shaina Chelev Dimefafeh, that's only by Tzli. But by Melicha, it just doesn't make any sense to say that a Dov Shaman is going to be Fafeh, because they cool it, doesn't make sense. So we're Machmer not so. So we are Machmer. If you do Melicha, and the Trefa thing, is a dava shamin, so it asks kedei kulo. And if it's not a dov shaman, only asas kedei klipa. So now the shaila comes in. What if you have the kosher food is on the bottom and the treifa food is on top, and it's maliach and it's a dov shaman? So would you say we are machmir that a shiny chelev dimefafeh goes kedei kulo? The Gemara only has it by tzliyah. So as a machlekes Hashem, does it apply also to maliach? So the Rav Yoh says it doesn't make sense to apply to maliach, and we and the Mechaber and the Ramah both machmer against the Rav Yoh that it does apply to maliach. So now the shaila comes up. You see, normally in maliach it's irrelevant. What's the shaila? They say tatoy gova iloy gova. Even if you say tatoy gova, it's going to ask a kadei klipa, and the whole maliach only asks a kadei klipa. So here it's going to be kadei klipa, there's going to be kadei klipa. Now you have a shaila aloch lemaisa. With the way we paskin, sometimes maliach asks kadei kuloy. If it's a dova shama, it'll ask kadei kuloy. Yeah. What if the dova maliach, the tomei maliach, the treifa piece of meat, the treifa piece of fish, is on top, and the kosher food is on the bottom? So would you say tatoi govar? So only asks kadei klipa? Or would you say what tatoi govar? Tatoi govar is only when you're dealing with hot and cold. Then you say tatoi govar. So that's a machlek, is the Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Mechaber says lahokel. Mechaber says lahokel that you say tatoi govar and only asks kadei klipa. If you have a dover shomein, it asks kadei kulo even by malicha. But that's only if the dover tomei malicha is on the bottom. Then you say tatoi govar asks kadei kulo. But if the dover shomein, the tray for dover shomein is on top, so you say tatoi govar and make a lebala only asks kadei klipa. So the Ramah paskins not so. We paskin the Ashkenaz and follow the Ramah. So the Ramah says it doesn't make any sense. So the way Rav Soloveitchik explained, we understand why. The Ol Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel is which way is Derech Bishul. So that's only relevant, the crazy place he has the kasha. What's Shaykh Machlekes Tatoi Govar Eloi Govar? What's the story in Metzias? Is it nice and calm? So we answered, Rav Soloveitchik answered, both ways is nice and calm. They both agree, both ways nice and calm. And the premise of the whole sugi is the way the Bali Atesis said, that Nesinas Tam, if it's a Bliya Bitsoina, it asses. Minatur, but Bliya Bechamen only asses if it's Derech Bishul. We don't understand it, but that seems to be the premise of the Gemara. A Bliya Bechamen only asses if it's Derech Bishul. So the Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel is, which way is the Derech Bishul? If one is hot and one is cold, which way is the Derech Bishul? So this Machloikis only makes sense by Bliya Bechamen. Which way is the Derech Bishul? But if you're talking about a Bliya of Maliach Kiraseach, so if you say the Bliya goes in both directions, so then the Ramah says that it asks Kadei Kulo. The Shach doesn't learn like that. The Shach on that Ramah, that's in Simen Kufay. It's before also Simen Ayin. It appears in when you're salting the flesh in Simen Ayin. All these dinim are repeated from Ayin. The dinim of Maliach, everything from Tzadik Alev is repeated in Simen Kufay. Tzadik Alev talking about flesh and milk, and Simen Kufay talking about kosher and trade. So they have Kovish Kamevushal is repeated, and Sliya is repeated, and Maliach Kiraseach, and Dova Shamein, everything is repeated. Everything from the Sibbe Sadegal. And then you have Simen Ayin in the middle of Hilchas Malicha, so that's a third time you have the Dinam of Maliach Kiraseach appears there. So this Machlek is the Machaben Ramah, this is in Simen Ayin, and then it comes up again in Simen Kufay. So the Shach over there doesn't say like Rav Soloveitchik. The Shach explains the Ramah as if everything is based on the Metzias. That when you have Ademekalei Bola, this is hot, this is cold, then you say Tatoi Gova. And by salty and unsalty, the whole idea of Tatoi Gova doesn't apply. He explains it in Metzius. But the way Rav Soloveitchik said, you can explain it not the Metzius, you can explain it Sachilik Al Pidin.
According to Soloveitchik, that it's Machlokas, how people cook, isn't that also Machlokas in Metzius?
No, it's machlek is which way the way people cook is they put it on the fire and they cook. But so machlek is in din. If one is hot, one is cold, which way should be declared? Is that I think that both ways are abnormal to cook. But the shal is which way will the halacha declare that is derech bishul?
What do we mean by derech bishul? It sounds like something like how people cook, no?
Klisheni is Einem Avashel, that the Gemara says depends on the Metzias. If it's Kali HaBishel, then it's Yeshbo Bishel Menatur. If it's not Kali HaBishel, there's no Eindach Bishel Bekach. That depends on the way people normally cook. But over here, I don't know. Probably no one will normally cook anything. If one is going to be hot, one is going to be cold. The whole thing is not normal. And nonetheless, we say that the Halacha declares that it's Bishel.
Okay.
That's what Rabbeinu Baruch got from this Gemara, that in one direction it will be Bishul, in one direction it won't be Bishul. He learns, Rabbeinu Baruch learns, that's the whole premise of the Gemara.
There are many foods that a person, the normal way of cooking it is you boil a pot of water, you put this food into the pot of boiling water. So when I put it in, it's cold.
Boiling hot water is still on the fire. If it's still on the fire, then you're cooking the thing that you put into it on top of the fire. We're talking, I took the boiling pot of water off of the fire, so it's only klivishan shalal gabi hoish. And then I put the other cold thing into it, so that's the machlekes Rav Shmuel. Which way is called the derech bishul? Does it depend on the iloy or does it depend on the tatoy? There's a shach later also, it's not in Simon Tzadikav, where the shach quotes a mishmeres habayis. Mishmeres habayis, the Rashbo wrote a sefer Torah habayis. The whole Yeridei, Chelek Aleph, is all based, everything is based on the Torah Habayis L'Harashbo. And then the Rabbaran Alevi was also a Talmud of the Ramban. The Rashbo and the Ra'o both learned by the Ramban. So the Rabbaran Alevi wrote, the Ra'o was the grandson of Rabbein Ezrachi Alevi. Rabbein Ezrachi Alevi was a very original thinker. And Rabbaran Alevi also a very original thinker. And he had a brother, Ra'o had a brother, Rabbein Pinchas. Extremely original thinker. They always have original ideas. The Ritva a lot of times quotes Rabbeinu Pinchas Achi Rabbeinu. This whole family, they always have original ideas. Dor HaShulchan was a descendant from this, his name is Epstein. So Epstein is not a Yekish, an Eastern European name. Epstein is a corruption. That's what the Torah Tamim writes in his autobiography. Epstein is a corruption of Ben Vereshti. That they were descendants from this Ra'o family. Our Hashulchan also is a very original thinker a lot of times. He writes a lot of things that don't necessarily correspond to what it says in all the classical poskim. He has a lot of original ideas, yeah. So the Ra'o has a lot of hasogas, and the Berak Abayis has a lot of hasogas on the Torah Habayis. So someone wrote a sefer Mishmeres Habayis as if it's a third party defending the Rashba from the hasogas of Rabbaran Alev. So there are two versions whether the Mishmeres Habayis is written as if he's defending the Rashba from the Hasagas of the Ra'o. And then rumor had it that the Rashba himself wrote the Mishmeres Habayis, and then people denied it. It's not true, someone else wrote it. So the Chidor says, no. The Rashba in the Chuvitz refers to Masha Kasabti B'Sefer Mishmeres Habayis. We know that he writes himself. He refers to the fact that he wrote the Mishmeres Habayis, even though he wrote it in third person, as if he's going to defend someone other than himself from the Hasagas of the Berak Habayis. Anyway, so the Shach later on quotes a Mishmeres Habayis, which we assume now is written by the Rashba, where the Mishmeres Habayis says that what's the definition of Eloi as opposed to Tatoi. So he says it doesn't really matter what's on top and what's on bottom, it means the one that's stationary as opposed to the one that's moving. The one that's stationary, that's called the Tatoi. The one that's moving is called the Eloi. What's an Afkamin? It's always going to be like that. So he says, no. Let's say you're baking challahs in the oven, and years ago they used to put the challah on the floor of the oven. And then on the other side of the oven they have a pin, they have a tin with a chicken, and the chicken, the schmaltz from the chicken overflows, and it starts to roll on the floor of the oven, and then it crawls under the challahs. The challahs are not sitting flat so much on the oven, part of it is flat on the oven, and part of the schmaltz from the chicken or the flesh rolls on the bottom. So if you define Eloi Tatoi, what's on top, what's on the bottom, so the Schmaltz says that he has a case where one is cold and one is hot. I forgot already the whole case. So he has a case, one is hot and one is cold. So he says, you don't say that the Schmaltz is on the bottom, that's the Tatoi, and the bread is on the top. He says, since the bread is sitting there, stationary, and the Schmaltz is moving, so the Schmaltz is called the Eloi, and the bread is called the Tatoi. That's dumb, throws in a monkey wrench. So the Shach quotes this, halacha l'maisa, that the definition of Eloi Tatoi doesn't depend on what's on top, what's on bottom, it rather depends on what's stationary and what's moving.
Is that, that's a competing idea, so you have to choose one. In other words, you have to choose bottom, top, or stationary movement. You can't coexist.
I think they're competing ideas. I think so.
So which one?
The Shach quotes this Mishmeres Habayis. He says that is the definition. It doesn't depend what's on top, what's on bottom. It depends what's moving and what's standing still. Okay. Yeah, the Gemara has the famous topic of Nat Bar Nat. I remember I was once discussing with someone Nat Bar Nat. So he thought that in Wayu everything goes with Rashi Tevis. Wayu, and reads. And Albert Einstein College of Medicine used to be Akum, A-E-C-O-M, Akum, they used to call it. Everything was Rosh Tevis. They thought that we invented Nat by Nat. Nat by Nat, all of Rishonim call it Nat by Nat. Anyone who knows Yeridaya knows we didn't invent Nat by Nat. Nat by Nat is in the Gemara. Yeah. So what's the story with Nat by Nat? So the simple reading of the Gemara is you have a milchik pot, and I cooked some water in the milchik pot, and now I want to put Now I pour the water into a fleshig bowl, and I'm going to mix in some flesh with the milchig water that just came milchig because I cooked it in the pot. So you should really say, Tam ki iker, I cooked the water in a milchig pot, and I just cooked milk in the pot this morning. So the pot is still a ben yomo, a kli ben yomo. So the water should become milchig. So the milchig water, and I cook it with, I mix it with flesh now. So that should make basa b'cholah. So the Gemara has a machlekes in this, and we paskin la'alocha that not by not is mutter. And all the Rishonim say that's only not banat the hetera, not banat. That's on kuf yud aleph in the base. But if it would be not banat the yisura, then it would be also. Let's say you cooked vegetable soup in a trefa pot. Someone cooked trefas in the morning, and then he washed out the pan, he washed out the pot, but he didn't kasher it, so it still has a blia that's a ben yomo. And within 24 hours, within the same day, he cooked some kosher food in that pot. So we assume that the blia, the treif of blia from the pot is going to go into the kosher meichel, and it's going to make a treif, even though it's a nice and tam by nice and tam. We assume the Ran writes, afilu 10 times, even 100 times, I cooked water in a treif of pot, ben yomo, so the water becomes treif. Then I pour this treif of water into a kosher pot, directly on it, iri makes treif that pot. Then I'm going to spill out all the water, I'm not going to kasher the pot. Then I'm going to cook some more water in that pot. So that water is going to become treif. It's a not by not by not by not by not. You keep on going, and I'll pour that water onto another pot. So I assume that each time I pour water is going to make treif the next pot, next pot. So not by not the yisura is also. Not by not the teira is mutter. The only time we permit not by not is if it's a noisen tam by noisen tam of milk before it even combines with the flesh. Or noisen tam by noisen tam of flesh before it even combines with the milk. So what kind of halacha is this? So that's the famous Ran explains, the Gemara is on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base. So the famous Ran explains on the Gemara that this is connected with the Gemara in the last daf in Avodah Zarah. The last daf in Avodah Zarah is what daf? Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Something like that. Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara poses the question, how come in Parshas Tzav it says if you cook the chatos in a pot, and then tomorrow you want to cook another carbon in the same pot, it says you have to kasher the pot. Umarak v'shuta b'amayim, you have to do mariko shtifa. Mariko shtifa means hagola, and it's a mitzvah. The mariko shtifa is not the same. Let's say when we have a tray for pot, you want to do hagola, so you can have a non-Jew do the hagola also. Hagola doesn't have to be done in the shul, it can be done at home also. Here the hagola, the mariko shtifa, has to be done by Makom Kodesh, a special din. It's a mitzvah. When you do Hagolah, you don't say a bracha, just a machshir. A machshirin, if you do Merika Shtifa by the kelim that you cook the Korban Chatas in, so then Tosfos assumes the Pashtus says that you do say a bracha. Merika Shtifa is a mitzvah. If you plan to reuse that pot, you have to do Merika Shtifa. So there, what do you have to do Merika Shtifa? Because the Chatas that you cooked yesterday is only Nechu Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos. When it comes the morning, Alos HaShachar, with the Rabbanon Chatzos, and Torah Alos HaShachar. When it comes Alos HaShachar of tomorrow morning, the bliya in the pot becomes treif. The bliya of the flesh from yesterday's chatos becomes treif, even though at the time that I cooked it, it was a tera. I cooked the chatos in a pot, it was absolutely a tera, or I broiled the chatos on a broiler, whatever it is. Either I cooked it or I broiled it in a kosher pot or a kosher broiler. So at the time that I cooked it, everything was fine, everything was kosher. And then I wash it off, and there's no longer any bien. Nonetheless, the bliya in the pot becomes treif when it comes Alos HaShachar Min HaTorah. The Rabbanon becomes Nifsal Belina when it comes Chatzos, Nechalat Chatzos, and Min HaTorah it only becomes Nifsal Belina when it comes Alos HaShachar in the morning. So the Torah says you can't use the same broiler, the same pot to cook tomorrow's Korban Chatos in, because tomorrow's Korban Chatos is going to have a bliya from yesterday's Korban Chatos. Yesterday's Korban Chatos already became Nifsal Belina when it came Alos HaShachar. So the Torah says you have to kasher the pot. So it never makes a distinction, how did I prepare the chatas? Did I broil it on a broiler? Did I cook it with reuter? It says, Amorek v'shuta b'mayim. You do hagola. What, Mariko shtifa. What is Mariko shtifa? So the Gemara says, in Zvachim, there's a perek dam chatas. The Perek Damchatas, the Mishnah, speak about the details of Merika and Shtifa. So one opinion in the Gemara, Machlekes HaTanaim. One Tana says, Merika B'chamin and Shtifa B'tzayin, and one Tana says the reverse, Merika B'tzayin and the Shtifa B'chamin. So the Hagola really consists just of dipping the trefa pot, a pot that I cooked the Korban Chatas in, all of a sudden became a trefa pot, because I left it till the morning, so it became trefa. So you have to do the hagola is in the burning hot water, and then there's a mitzvah. You say a bracha because it's a mitzvah. You have to do this hagola in the azara. So the mitzvah requires you have to rinse it off with cold water also. That's the mitzvah. When you kasher with hagola, you don't have to have. There's no mitzvah marika shtiv. You don't have to rinse it off with cold water. We have the minhag that after you do the hagola, you rinse it off with cold water. So Tosfos writes on the last daf of Maseches Avodah Zarah on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Tosfos says they don't understand what in the world is that based on. So Tosfos says it must be that it's a zechel marika shtiv. The din derais is that in a carbon chatas you need merikah shtifa, so we make a zecha. We don't have a beis hamikdash, so we make a zecha to the mitzvah merikah shtifa. But it's not really needed for the hilchas hagolah. So the Gemara poses the question: how come in the end of Chumash Bamidbar when it talks about the gil klei midyan, so you have two ways of kashering, sometimes hagolah, sometimes libun? How come in Parshas Tzav it only says hagolah? Even if I broil the carbon chatas, it would appear that you don't need libun. Hagolah is enough. So we got to figure out what the answer is. Okay, we got to run to Mincha.